described that way. And basically what it's saying is that that standard generally gets you into the, I'll go get five experts that are so behind the power curve on this technology that they'll say, no, this isn't accepted generally because I've never heard of it. Well, of course, they haven't opened a book in 10 years either, but you can always do that, and it'll take years to get through a trial if that's the way you have to operate. You can, if you have an expert that says, this is invalid because of this, that's relevant, and it will be admitted, and they can say that, and the judge then gets to say this is or isn't, and instead of this big consensus of people throughout the United States. Dean, could you?
Mr. Chairman, I think that's that accurately summarizes the intent. What we're trying to do here is say we want you to use the standard that's been adopted by the U.S. Supreme Court, which is the scientific validity standard, and then the second sentence goes on to say, and what we mean by that is we don't want you going back to the old test, because if some judge wants to interpret the phrase scientifically valid in a way that really is the old way of doing it, in other words, requiring some consensus, you could end up back where we started. And so it's really, because in Section 3 you've said this to the extent that, this can amend a court rule to the extent that that would limit the admissibility, and the reason we're doing that is because we want to, overturn this case. This section is not going to be in the statutes in anywhere, and I think that it needs, something needs to be said in the statute saying we don't want you going back to your old test because it really doesn't fit this kind of evidence anymore. And that's the reason why the two sentences are in there.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You could almost read that we're going to allow Daubert and we're not going to be hung up and have to use Frye, and that's really all it's saying.
Representative Finkelstein?
Mr. Chairman, and just so I'm completely sure of this, you don't believe that if we say that evidence of DNA profile is admissible if the court finds the evidence is scientifically valid, you don't think that statement alone is sufficient?
Mr. Chairman,
is admissible.
I do not believe that is sufficient statement that we don't want to go back to the old test. I'm afraid that some judges might, slip back into that practice of requiring consensus. And consensus in, the scientific community is very difficult to reach on things of this sort.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not going to object to the sentence, but I certainly don't have enough experience to suggest what a judge might do, but it's certainly in English it says what the first sentence says what we want to say. The second sentence we don't, but if people feel it's necessary, I won't.
Thank you, Representative. Thank you, Dean. What's the wish of the committee? Representative Bundy?
I would move that CS for House Bill 52 passed from this committee, the next committee referral with accompanying zero fiscal note.
And individual recommendations?
And took the words right out of my mouth.
Is there objection? Seeing none, this bill is passed. I hope I can prevail on the committee members to stick with us for just a few more minutes, and I think that this, I won't even venture to say that this next one will be simple. I said that once before to me. Got my lunch fed to me. What I would like to do is open the testimony on HB 108, an act relating to claims on permanent fund dividends for defaulted public assistance payments. And Representative Toohey happens to be with us. And if she would be so kind as to just keep her seat and tell us about the bill.
Thank you. I appreciate this. Thank you. Thank you, Chairman Potter. Members of the committee, I shall read a short statement for you. I appreciate the opportunity to speak on House Bill 108 relating to the claims on permanent fund dividends for the defaulting of public assistance overpayments. This bill will give the Department of Health and Social Services the authority to collect delinquent public assistance overpayments by administrative guaranteeing of an individual's permanent fund dividend. Currently, there are outstanding delinquent debts in excess of $1 million. Frequently, persons receiving overpayments agree to repay the debt, but despite repeated requests for payment, the debt is ignored. House Bill 108 will enable the department to recover overpayments by a less expensive, more expedient administrative procedure. Recovery of debt will be pursued in the same manner that delinquent student loans are pursued. This bill is supported by the Department of Health and Social Services. There are two positive revenue-generating fiscal notes from the Department of Health and Social Service and a zero fiscal note from the Department of Revenue. I urge your support. I will be happy to answer any questions. Elmer Lindstrom from the Division of Public Assistance is here and will be glad to testify. Thank you very much. And may I remind the committee that this bill made it all the way to the floor of the Senate last year and got killed at the last minute.
Why did that go out?
Mr. Chairman, we can kill it now and save time. Sorry, it was a wild thought.
Very, very.
I will ask Elmer, is there anything to add to the testimony?
Mr. Chairman, no. We We have been supportive of this bill in the past, and we continue to do so.
Representative Finkelstein.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The department, I assume from this department, now has the power to garnish PFDs from someone who's a current recipient.
Do you want to answer that, Elmer?
Mr. Chairman, if a person is a current recipient of public assistance, it would be a matter of reducing their future payments. This is only an issue for people who have left the caseload and there was an overpayment.
Mr. Chairman, the first sentence, AS0938, does not apply to permanent fund dividends taken under this new section we're making. I don't have that. Do you know offhand what that might be?
938?
Exemptions for the bankruptcy
exemptions. I've got it right here. Bankruptcy exemption.
So bankruptcy proceedings, it'd still be, it'd be subject to bankruptcy, or it wouldn't be subject?
AS0938 is a chapter dealing with the exemptions to what you can levy on for bankruptcy.
So if you go bankrupt, you still have this debt?
That's right.
They couldn't.
You couldn't eliminate this debt through bankruptcy, right?
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? What's the wish of the committee?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Davies.
I'd like to move that we move out House Bill 108 with a complete fiscal note and a positive
fiscal note,
along with individual recommendations.
I have a motion to move HB 108 with individual recommendations and zero fiscal note. Is there objection? Seeing none, the bill is passed, and after you all sign the two appropriate holders,